Well, Loz, it's a rare treat. He's up nice and early for us over there in Perth. Like, Freddie Fittler could have gone with Braith and Astor.
Yeah.
But after a quick phone call, Braith wasn't available, so he went back to another old-timer in Jimmy Maloney. James joins us on the phone from Perth. G'day, Jimmy.
Morning, boys. How are we?
You've got him covered, haven't you, Braith?
Surely. Surely. I feel old. Braith must be about 40 now.
Hey, just on that, you know, do you feel like you're the Bradbury? Do you feel like you're the last man standing for a call up here?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think Cookie called me Bradbury the other day and said that was the case. But look, I don't really know. I haven't thought too much about it. But, you know, just excited to be back here and, you know, always love playing in the New South Wales jersey and, you know, come back in a must-win game and, you know, packed house over here in Perth. Can't wait.
Yeah, it was a different experience for you watching Origin 1 at home, but now you're back in the squad. What will you bring to this team, Jimmy?
Look, hopefully I can take some pressure off May, obviously. As always happens when you lose, a bit of scrutiny fell on the Haas after game one. Hopefully, a bit of pressure off Nathan, help guide the boys around. Just try and take advantage of the opportunities we got. You know, we had a look at some video yesterday, and, you know, there were quite a few missed opportunities. So hopefully, you know, we don't leave so many out there on Sunday.
Mate, I know it's all different, right? Club football compared to Origin football, but it's been difficult for you to nail a lot of them in for Penrith, you know, when in that attacking red zone. You still got that confidence with the improving form from the past couple of weeks to nail them when the time comes in Origin 2?
Yeah, I never ever doubted, you know, the ability I had at this level, even coming into it when there was talk around Origin 1, if you got picked, and, you know, the form probably wasn't as good as it would have liked it to be. I never had any doubt that, if I was given the opportunity, I could do the job. So, I've got no dramas whatsoever.
There's always talk about, you know, a number seven or a number six owning the side and being in charge. I mean, do you split that responsibility with Nathan? Do you have to change the way that you play coming into this camp, or do you take a lot of your stuff from Penrith with you into this camp?
Yeah, look, having the combination at club level, obviously, you know, it probably helps. And, you know, we won't reverse everything and change everything, but obviously there'll be moments in games where, I'll just have to sort of take control of things because, you know, the experience, and that's what I'm here for. Take a bit of pressure off Nate, free him up to just do what he does best, and then I can sort of control the other stuff.
In, you know, sitting back as an observer for game number one, Jimmy, was there something that you noticed overall for New South Wales that maybe you can bring to a team meeting or have a discussion with Brad Fittler, apart from what you do, something from a team point of view?
Yeah, look, I think when we sort of looked through a bit of vision yesterday, as I said, there were quite a few missed opportunities. I think, first half, obviously, Cookie and Teddy really caused them a lot of nightmares around the ruck. And, you know, those two blokes around there on the back of quick play, the ball, you know, they're just dynamite. So, you know, I suppose for Queensland, the only way to gate that is to really tighten up their defensive line. And when they do that, I suppose that's when we've got to start beating the centres and making them move around. And, you know, I probably think New South Wales just missed a little bit of that in game one. So, yeah, hopefully, we can just keep freeing up players and put blokes in space so things can keep happening.
Yeah, and that was the secret to New South Wales' success last year, was the fact that, you know, you were able to play through the middle and Queensland were worried about the middle, and then they started to become tight, and then it was the early ball to the outside backs which caused a lot of panic in that Queensland team. But forecast for rain, will that change the way that you'll play, Jimmy?
I don't think so. I think you've still got to back yourself. You know, if you're playing at this level, you've got the top players, you've got to back yourself to be able to execute your skills. You know, firstly, in Origin, when you're tired, that's probably the biggest thing. You know, you play under so much fatigue, you've still got to be able to play footy under fatigue. And, you know, if it's wet, just add that on top of it. But you still, you know, if there's a bloke in a better position, you've still got to back yourself to throw the ball and back him to catch it, you know. Basic rugby league, you just got to make sure we get it right.
Lucky enough to be chatting with James Maloney in camp with the New South Wales Origin side over there in Perth. James, I know it's only early days within the camp and you're not going to have too much time, but a big talking point for us is trying to get defensively, not attacking-wise, for the two new centres, that in Trbojevic and also Jack Whiten, but defensive-wise, trying to get things in order for them. Is that a concern?
I don't think so. I think both boys, obviously, Jackie's played a bit of centre before, and you know, so we'll have a few sessions. We'll be on how it's there, and we'll work that out. You know, how we're going to go. You know, and Tommy's probably not a natural winger either, but he played on the wing last year and was you know, one of our best players. So you know, we've only got a short breath, but you know, the sessions we do, we'll nail that down and make sure. Yeah, we know what we're doing and we're all on the same page working together.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what type of role Wade Graham will play in the team and fitting into the structure, because, you know, Boyd plays left side, so we're anticipating Wade to go on that left edge at some point in time, and he gives you that extra flexibility with your attack, with your kicking game, and of course you've got that combination with him and Boyd playing with the Sharks and obviously the Roosters with those guys. How excited is he about being back into the squad, given that he probably thought it was highly unlikely after only having, you know, 80 minutes of football under his belt?
Yeah, look, I think it's, you know, it's really good to see Wade back. I think he does, as a back rower, you know, probably being a half in his younger days, he's not your typical back rower, and he brings that ball playing option. You know, he backs himself to play footy. And I think, you know, anyone who's seen his former club since coming back from a ACL, mate, it's been pretty impressive there. And he's come straight back and hit the ground running. So, yeah, just another experienced bloke. He knows what it's about. He's got a calm head. So, not sure how, as you said at the start, but I suppose Boydo can play middle, and if you want to keep him out there and Wade can come out to an edge. You know, I suppose you never know in Origin how it's all going to unfold. But, yeah, I'm sure there's a few options for these guys.
I think the biggest call of the entire week, really, has not been the dropping of Latrell Mitchell, but the fact that Freddie Fittler's actually put Jack Whiten to share a room with you, mate. This bloke could be mentally scarred for the rest of his life.
He could go on to great things after this.
Well, if he can survive a week with you, right? He can.
What's his bedroom habits like? Is he clean?
Yeah, mate, he's pretty good, actually.
Is he?
Looking around the room now, he's got everything stacked up pretty nicely, and he's good. So, yeah.
Completely different to you.
Yeah, my shit's everywhere. So.
Well, he'll be defending in that line next to you, won't he?
Yeah, he'll be with me, mate. So, big strong bloke. He'll be able to put a few shots on and help look after me.
Well, you just get Des and Troy ready to go.
Yeah, mate, they'll be ready to fire, won't they?
and Jimmy, look, yeah. Seven changes, two debutants as well. Big assignments. Who's sort of, is everyone fitting in? Or how the new faces and the lineup fitting in?
Yeah, been really good so far. As I said, only early. We're sort of about to go hit the training paddock for the first time today. So yeah, but I suppose that's the key in Origin. You've just got to make sure when you're on the paddock, you nail everything down. You know, we've only got a couple of sessions, so you really got on the paddock and, you know, away from it. You know, all good fellas, and, you know, everyone seems to be getting on really well and bonding nicely. So just got to make sure we get the stuff when we're on the paddock right.
And what about Queensland? They won't mention New South Wales, and they say they're not doing any homework on the Blues. The Blues, though, do you do a lot of homework on Queensland, or is it more about short preparation, just focus on ourselves and getting everything right for Sunday?
Look, we'll do a lot on ourselves. Last year we went through a few individual traits of Queensland. I'm sure they'll probably do that again. Just a bit of awareness of what individual habits of people have got, and then we just sort of, a lot of the focus will be around us. I think, I said in the lead up to game one, I thought New South Wales would control the result, and I still reckon they did. I reckon it was theirs to win, and just couldn't quite get the job done. So I reckon it'll be the same on Sunday. We'll be in control of what happens, and we've just got to make sure it goes the right way.
And final one from me, Jimmy. What about the Perth public, mate? Again, I know it's early days, early in the week, but is there a bit of a buzz around? I know the game's a sellout.
Yeah, we're out at Scarborough at the moment. We go back into town on Friday, but it's not bad, by the way. It was a little bit quiet out here yesterday, but a few people every now and then stopping for photos and wishing us luck. So yeah, looking forward to it. The stadium looks a treat.
Mate, we hopefully you get the job done come Sunday night, and let's hope that your roommate Jack Whiten's avoiding the barbecue there.
Thanks, boys.